got paper in my room, so I kind of just took some things and words mostly that really just struck home when I heard them in the class throughout the whole thing. On the front, I put a picture of a woman with her hair braided doing a fancy dance. It's also known as a shawl dance, and it's supposed to basically represent a bird and the movement of life, sort of. And I actually have been taking lessons on fancy dance, but I'm not going to dance for you. Not going
to. You failed.
No. And I've been working with my chapan, which is great grandma, but she's actually my great aunt. Complicated story, but anyway, to make my own dress and shawl for it. So that was really, really exciting to get to spend that time with her. Yeah, so one of the first things I wrote in here was something Dittmar said on the very, very first class we had when we met in the room in the library. And he said, as soon as you get something, someone thinking, you've already done something extraordinary. I just thought that was a really, really great note to begin the class on, and just like, just hearing that, triggering a thought, even if it's just a what if kind of situation, you know, what if we do this instead? Or what if we embraced everything about everyone and gave everyone a chance to share and to really be a part of a greater community? It's just really, really hit home for me. I also do a lot of writing, a lot of poetry and stuff. Sometimes it can be really weird and hard to interpret. But for the first time ever in this class, I shared a lot of my poetry with you guys on the blog. And I've put, you know, kind of... never really shared like anything like that with anybody, you know, aside from my closest friends and family before. And this is one that I wrote while... what's his name? Don was talking to our class. I mean, I was still paying attention to him. But sometimes when you get an idea, you just have to write, because otherwise it's gone. And I'll share it with you now. I titled it Contemplation. It's calm and refreshing, like the breeze off the water. Relaxing and engaging, like music around the campfire. The beauty and peace reminding me of where I've been, where I am, and where I'm going. It helps me find my way to get there. That was kind of my takeaway from the class, was take the time to really listen, to really see. And when you take that time, great things can happen. Yeah.